You're listening to SBS News.
In 2019, 6 million travellers came to enjoy this little slice of paradise. Bali was teeming with keen holidaymakers, spending money and boosting business. But since international borders closed and tourism dried up, the island's economy has been decimated. So Thursday's news that foreign tourists are permitted to return is an exciting development. But at Bali's international airport, the hallways are still quiet. Worker Taufan Yudhistira says the island is still lacking one crucial ingredient, international flights.
Today, this airport still hasn't received any international flight slot request, whether a flight to Bali or from Bali. But instructions from the National COVID-19 Task Force said that Bali is now an entry point for international flights to Indonesia.
Nevertheless, the Indonesian government is confident that will soon change and the empty streets of Bali will be busy again. With more than 80% of Bali's population vaccinated and a sharp fall in COVID cases, all it needs now is the tourists. Indonesian officials confirmed 19 countries can now travel to Bali, including China, Japan, New Zealand and several countries from Western Europe and the Arabian Gulf. Visitors will be required to follow certain regulations. They need to be fully vaccinated, take a PCR test before and after they arrive, and will also need to quarantine for 5 days in a hotel. For tourism operators like Halfia Londa, who owns a surf school in Bali, it's a start. But like many in the industry here, she's not expecting a real boost in business. She says the process for travellers needs to be simplified and for more countries to be allowed in.
The customers we most anticipate are from countries like Australia and South Korea. They have the biggest impact on us as a surfing business.
Australia is usually Bali's number one tourist market, but strict quarantine measures here mean it's been left off the list for now. Qantas and Jetstar's first scheduled flight there is currently not until March next year.
Imagine a time when once again you will be free.
Bali is not the first tourist island to test the waters. In fact, it was inspired by Thailand's initiative, the Phuket Sandbox.
Imagine Phuket.
It's a program that's effectively turned Thailand's largest island into a quarantine zone where tourists can stay for 7 days and freely move around. Phuket Hotels Association President Anthony Lark explains.
You arrive in Phuket and you simply do a test. You go to your hotel, you get the test results within a few hours, and then you're free to roam around Phuket. And, you know, 27 beaches and thousands of restaurants, it's not quarantine.
Roughly 3 months in, the campaign has drawn about 4,000 tourists from around the world, and fewer than 100 people have tested positive for the virus. Mr. Lark says it's been a much-needed injection into an economy that was also on its knees because of the pandemic.
This is an island that, you know, that inherently relies on tourism dollars for all of the families here to literally eat. There's, you know, 86,000 hotel rooms, and we needed to find a solution to it.
For local business owners, the Phuket Sandbox has been welcomed, but has not been without its difficulties. Luna Hinkanond, who owns a beauty and massage salon on the island, says the rules have made it very complex for small businesses to comply.
Yes, very promising, but it still has knocked out the rules, exactly what they want to do, and regulation has to be also clear and to be that people be able to plan ahead.
She says she's keen for Thailand to open up even more and allow tourists to travel freely, but again says a lot of people are skeptical.
Every single thing when you prepare to do something, you need such an amount of money. You have to prep the people. You have to bring back the people. You have to train them again. And it was open just only for 1 week and it's go back down to lockdown. I think we need a proper revisions of everything.
She hopes 2022 will be a much more prosperous year for her and the people of Phuket. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.